The safety standards of the country's biggest pearl producer are under scrutiny after the death of one of its divers in April this year. 22-year-old Jared Hampton died on only his second day of drift diving with the Paspaley Pearls Company. ABC's Four Corners program, which airs tonight, raises a number of questions about the company's safety practices and training in rescue and recovery. Lindy Kerrin reports.
When Jared Hampton headed to Broome to take up a job with Paspaley Pearls, he was excited about the adventure ahead. But on his second day of work off the remote coast of northwestern Australia, the 22-year-old was dead. Tony Hampton is his father.
He made an emergency ascent. We don't know what happened underwater for him to make that emergency ascent, but he did. He was in trouble of some sort, and they got him back to the boat basically and couldn't revive him.
The Four Corners story raises serious questions about safety standards within the pearling industry. It's a dangerous job, but it's been revealed the Paspaley ship did not have a safety boat or a standby diver on board. Dr. Carl Edmonds has more than 40 years' experience in diving safety.
The standby diver is the one that goes to the person quickly, very rapidly. He's already dressed, raring to go the whole time. Rescues the diver, brings him to the surface, and then you've got to have a way of getting him onto the safety boat and on the safety boat have some form of resuscitation.
The Australian standard recommends a standby diver, but it's not a legal requirement. Brett McCallum from the Pearl Producers Association told Four Corners standby divers aren't necessary.
In most cases, the diver is retrieved by either dragging on the hose or they'll go and pick him up if he's available there.
Why not have a standby diver?
The pearling industry doesn't feel it necessary to have a standby diver.
Jared Hampton's mother, Robin, is concerned about how long it took for her son to be pulled from the water.
Now, we are the first to say maybe they could never have revived him. We would accept that. But we cannot accept that he was in the water for up to 10 to 20 minutes with no chance of revival.
It's also been revealed that 5 of the 8 divers on board the boat that day had never done drift diving before and that there was a serious shortage of experienced divers within the industry. At the start of the GFC, Paspaley dropped its shell price from $4.50 to $3.50 a shell, which equates to a $20,000 cut for a diver for a season. When the economy started picking up and the company didn't raise the price, a number of experienced divers left. Former Paspaley diver Mick Chase told Four Corners he was worried about the number of first-time divers.
With a mass exodus like that, you can't put that many green divers in the water with a few experienced guys to look after them.
So what did you think when you heard they'd all gone?
I thought there's going to be a fatality soon.
Paspaley Pearls declined to be interviewed by the program, saying Jared Hampton's death is still under investigation. In a statement, the company said safety is a high priority. It says it's wrong to suggest that divers have left the industry because of the shell price and that has compromised safety.
Lindy Kerrin, and the full story can be seen on Four Corners on ABC One tonight at 8:30.